My hair billowed around me on a breeze filled with starlight, which caressed every exposed inch of my flesh. My dress fluttered against my thighs, heat spiraling along the sensitive skin there, as if it was him touching me. He stopped about a meter from me, the silver glow of the moon highlighting every sharp angle of his features. His chest was bare, and his tattoos almost seemed to pulse for a moment, like the creatures painted on his flesh were coming to life tonight, too.
I've been watching you.
I tilted my head at him, my hair spilling over my shoulder and drawing goosebumps along my skin in the process. Darius observed the movement like he was starving for it, like anything and everything I did now was fascinating to him.
Why?
Because that's what I do.
You...
I watch you and hunger for you and ache for you. It torments me like I torment you.
The fire in my veins burned hotter at that confession. I shifted in the sand, biting down on my lips as I looked up at him. His gaze lingered on my mouth, and the ache in my shoulders heightened to the point of pain for a moment before fading beneath my flesh again.
Then why do it? Why not just look away?
I'd find it easier to carve my eyes out than I would to stop them landing on you.
So, don't stop.
You don't want me to?
I want.
I wasn't sure what to say. I should have wanted him as far away from me as possible, but something about him just drew me in all over again. I craved the punishment he inflicted on me, like every blow he dealt was a caress. I must have been insane to want to pull him closer instead of pushing him away, but I couldn't keep denying what I wanted, even if it did damn me. Darius was watching me, like my answer to this question was the only thing that mattered to him in all the world. I dropped his eye, turning to look out over the water at the moon, which hung low and fat in the sky. It was whispering secrets on the wind, nudging my heart to accept what it needed, even though the thought of it sent fear skittering through me too. I backed up a step, and Darius followed, his gaze capturing mine as I moved again.
Tell me.
His steps mirrored mine until I found my back against the black cliff wall. Nowhere left to run, and I was glad. I swallowed a lump in my throat, but I had no words left. I could only look up at him in the moonlight as he drew ever closer, the gap between us narrowing down until I could feel the emptiness of the space dividing us like a great chasm which needed to be crossed. Darius shifted closer still, his breath dancing across my jaw, the heat of his body rolling over me and causing my fingers to ache with longing as I held them still at my sides. Darius reached out for me and gently brushed a lock of my hair behind my ear. Only his fingertips touched me, but the path they carved into my skin was pure sin. A breath echoed down into my lungs, the taste of smoke and cedar caressing my tongue as the essence of him enveloped me. He towered over me, his fingers flexing to brush the back of my hand in the tiniest touch, which sent fireworks bursting through my flesh.
I looked up at him, my cheek grazing against his rough jaw, my gaze fixed with his. Less than nothing separated us from each other, and for a moment, endless possibilities opened up before us.
Do you think you could ever forgive me for the things I've done to you?
His fingertips trailed up my side, lighting a fire in their wake. We were barely touching at all. I arched my back slightly as his hands slowly moved to cup my cheek. My lips parted, but I didn't speak. I nodded slowly, holding his eye. His other hand found my waist, his grip tightening as he drew me so close that there was nothing at all dividing our bodies aside from our clothes. I could feel every hard line of his muscular frame pressing to the curve of my body. I lifted my hands slowly, wanting to touch him, needing to feel the heat of his flesh like the sweetest form of torture. My hands slid along the hard line of his bicep, over his broad shoulder, and onto the back of his neck, where my fingertips pushed into his dark hair. I angled my mouth towards his stubble brushing across my lips and making my back arch with a shiver of energy. He pinned me in his gaze, the cage of his arms tightening around me like he was afraid I might run. But I was done running from him. There was something between us that couldn't be denied any longer, and it was time we faced it. He drew closer.
There are a lot of people who would say I'm not allowed to want you, but I want to burn the whole world down so that I can claim you for my own.
Then we should burn it down. Darius moved nearer, his lips brushing against mine in a feather-like caress, which was already enough to light a fire in my veins. My grip tightened in his hair, my other hand shifting on his chest. My chin tilted, and Darius inched down.
Congratulations, Darius. You actually managed to do something useful for once.
Father!
Why is your dad... A wave of magic slammed into me, and I was thrown back, pinned to the cliff by a power so immense that I could hardly draw breath, let alone cast any magic in return. Darius was thrown down onto the sand by his father's magic, too.
Let me go!
What the fuck are you doing?
Just when I'm starting to believe my son is entirely hopeless, he cuts Roxanya Vega off from the pack and allows me to descend.
Let us go. You can't just...
Lionel snapped his fingers and Darius doubled over. He clutched his chest as his father took hold of the air in his lungs.
Shut up.
He froze the air in my lungs. A new wave of terror flooded through me as I fought to draw breath. Lionel smiled at me lazily before turning and walking back down the beach, his magic tugging the two of us after him as he went. Chains of fire locked around me and I stumbled forward as he yanked me into motion. I could hear Darius following, but I couldn't turn my head to look back at him. We rounded the cliff and Lionel gave me a half a second to draw in another breath before locking my lungs again. I stumbled around the rocks and my heart fell still as panic consumed me whole. Darcy was locked in the grip of a huge man whose face was shrouded in the folds of a dark blue cloak. I couldn't hear a single sound she was making through the bubble of silencing magic that had clearly been cast around her. But I could see that she was screaming as she thrashed against her captor. Orion was kneeling on the sand between three more of the hooded men, blood pouring down the side of his face, and chains of fire blazing around his chest as they held him down. Darcy's panicked gaze locked on me as I was led towards her, tears slipping down her cheeks as she shook her head in fierce denial of whatever the hell was happening. Lionel yanked me into the silencing bubble, and his grip on the air in my lungs disappeared as Darcy's yells filled the air.
What the hell do you want from us?
Lionel drew a silk pouch from his pocket.
You'll find out soon enough.
My gaze locked with Darcy's as I fought against my bonds, and all of a sudden the world disappeared around me.
My knees hit soft earth, and my arms were immediately yanked behind my back and my legs immobilized beneath me. I took in the unfamiliar cliff top I knelt on, and the jagged black rocks which burst up from the dark sea to my left. An old crater fell away beneath me, with grass clinging to its banks. At the heart of it was a blackened patch of stone which shone like ink. Orion crashed into the grass beside me, writhing against his fiery binds.
No.
He twisted his arm so violently that he managed to hook something out of his pocket a half second before more people materialized around us.
What's happening?
Orion stilled on his knees, his gaze full of recognition as he stared across the field before us.
Lance! What is happening?
Tori and Darius slammed into the grass beside me.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Fuck. Hurry, Lance.
On it.
His brow fixed in concentration. Lionel Acrux materialized before us. His dead eyes roamed across us. Faye appeared around the crater from the glistening depths of stardust in navy blue robes. They wore gnarled wooden masks etched with grotesque faces and hollow eyes that made panic spill into my blood. Lionel turned to greet them, and Orion and Darius shared a look that said, "Now." Orion twisted something into his palm, and blood leaked between his fingers.
Cielo, ol buio. Questo corpo dalla.
Black veins spread out from his wrists, and a spark of light snapped the magical binds holding him in place. Huh? He sprang to his feet, throwing an arm out to release Darius from them too, casting a storm of magic at Lionel in the same instant. Lionel tumbled into the crater, catching himself with air before he hit the center. He twisted around to face them. Darius ran for the cliff while Orion cast a shield around us so powerful that it glowed with pure energy. The robed figures raised their hands and a tumult of hellfire rained down. Darius leapt off of the cliff, disappearing over the treacherous edge.
He's abandoning us!
Blue!
Orion dropped one hand and cupped my cheek. His magic pushed against my skin, and I knew what he wanted without any words passing between us. I let my walls down instantly, giving him what he needed. So my power swept into him, and the shield glowed hotter. Tori shifted to try and help, moving up to her knees and pressing her arm to mine. Her magic gushed into me, and I passed it to Orion, our chain of power so fierce it burned through me like lava. Lionel took charge of the fight, and a fire surrounded the globe, lighting the entire surface of it in blazing flames.
Holy shit!
Just hold on. We won't keep them back much longer.
What?
More Fae arrived beyond the crater, and every time a new one appeared, they joined the fight against our shield.
Darius will give us a chance to run. We'll have 5 seconds. I'll break your binds, then follow me over the cliff.
The cliff?
Darius will catch us.
Tori and I nodded.
What choice do we have?
Darius's beautiful and terrifying dragon form swept up from beyond the cliff, soaring over the heads of the robed Fae and unleashing a blaze of fury on them. Half had to stop and shield while he tore up the ground between them. The other half doubled their efforts in battering our shield, and I gave everything I had to Orion, refusing to let our defenses fail. Two more Fae appeared beside Lionel. I recognized them. They were unmasked. Orion's mother, Stella, had her hand firmly clamped onto Darius's brother, Xavier, who was as pale as a sheet, his eyes full of horror as he gazed up at Darius overhead.
Enough, or Xavier will die.
He kicked out his son's knees, drawing a silver knife from his robes and holding it to Xavier's throat. Orion shook his head in horror, looking to Tori and I on the ground. Darius released another bellow, and Orion clasped the mark on his arm, his magic falling away, and the shield dying with it.
No!
I'm sorry. I have to. For him.
He buckled forward, holding his arm as Darius came to land beside him. He shifted back into his Fae form, and Stella held out robes for him with a triumphant smile. Darius shrugged them on before storming toward his father.
No, Darius, don't!
Let him go, or I'll kill you.
Lionel pressed the blade hard to his son's throat.
An idle threat. Do as I say, or Xavier will die.
I already put your mother in her place tonight for betraying your father, Darius.
Mother!
Let's not cause any more unnecessary bloodshed.
Darius retreated, his shoulders shaking with fury. Stella smiled at him, leaning in to caress Lionel's arm.
It's almost time.
She gestured to the moon, which was on the cusp of the eclipse. Then her eyes flashed to Orion.
Will you join us willingly this time, baby boy? Or will you treat your own mother like dirt once again, pretending you're so noble, when your own hands weave dark magic on a daily basis?
Orion's hands balled into fists like he was refusing that fact. But I knew it was true. I'd seen it for myself.
I'll do as Lionel asks.
Yes, you will.
Lionel lifted the blade from his son's throat, shoving Xavier toward one of the masked men behind him.
If Darius makes one wrong move, kill this boy without hesitation.
Darius moved beside Orion, and they shared a look that terrified me. It said they'd given up, that they were bowing to Lionel's whims.
My friends, 4 years ago,
Lionel addressed his robed followers.
We stood in this very place, but
I fought against my binds, sensing Tori doing the same in my periphery.
We failed to enter the Shadow Realm.
Where nymphs come from?
This time will be different. The scriptures?
Stella took a long scroll from inside her robes and passed it to him.
We believe we made an error before in translating the Tenebris Scriptura. The word pure is interchangeable with many meanings in the tongues of old, one of which is royal.
He turned to face us.
No, you can't. Solaria wouldn't allow it.
I rule Solaria, Lance. So bite your tongue, or I'll rip it out of your mouth.
The silver moonlight bathing us suddenly fell away, and everyone looked up. The moon was cast in a dark red shadow as it hung ominously above.
The lunar eclipse is upon us. Commence!
Cielo abrio in serre, questo corpo dalla, pesami materi.
Every one of the Fae raised their arms toward the night sky, beginning to chant in some dark language. It scratched at my ears and twisted my insides as they spoke a powerful spell. It had to be dark magic, Then, Lionel turned sharply, and an enormous dragon ripped from his flesh, his scales like molten jade, and his eyes as red as blood. He took off into the sky, the size of him terrifying to behold as he climbed higher and higher, beginning to circle above like a giant bird of prey. Orion and Darius drew closer to us, their eyes dark with fear. A roaring, ripping noise seemed to tear the sky apart, and a blazing light grew brighter and brighter on the horizon, appearing to create a fissure in the fabric of the heavens. High in the sky, something crashed through the atmosphere, a meteor with a fiery blue tail painting a line across the star-spangled canvas above. It was coming right for us. It collided with the Earth right at the heart of the crater before us, carving deeper into the ground and making the cliff tremor violently beneath us. Lionel soared toward it as the heat of the impact swept over us, dirt and debris flying into the air. Lionel released a line of dragon fire which scored against the meteor, and the rock burned with dark purple flames. It turned to liquid before my eyes, melting down into a molten onyx sludge which bubbled and sparked. As the intensity of Lionel's fire increased, the liquid started to glitter, and the stars above seemed to shine brighter for a moment, making me squint against the glow. The liquid fell apart and turned into a huge mound of stardust under the brunt of his tremendous power. He came to land beside us, shifting back into his fae form. Stella promptly cloaked him, then turned to us with a frenzied gleam in her eyes.
Stardust made on the night of a lunar eclipse takes the traveler to the Shadow Realm. Those of pure blood can survive the transition. So you are our lucky little vessels.
How can you do this after what happened to your own daughter?
Clara? Don't you speak her name.
She clutched at her heart with one hand, pointing at Orion with the other.
And don't you dare blame me, my boy. She made her choice. She wanted to go. She wanted to be a part of it. Unlike you, who scorns me at every opportunity, who turned his back on his own mother.
What do you want?
Stella looked to Lionel.
The fifth element.
The element of shadows.
Lionel stalked towards us with a magic glint in his gaze and his long robes billowing out behind him.
The two of you are going to cooperate with our plans.
Go fuck yourself!
I strained against the magic which still held my arms firmly behind my back.
Tori!
His fist collided with the side of my face so hard that I was knocked straight down into the grass. I was pretty sure he'd shattered my cheekbone. Blood coated my tongue, and agony unlike anything I'd ever felt echoed through my skull.
Don't you lay a fucking hand on her again!
I blinked up at him as he pounded his fists against a shield Lionel had created to hold him back.
Pathetic.
Lionel moved forward, gripping a fistful of my hair and wrenching me back up onto my knees so that I had to look at him. He shook me like a dog with a chew toy.
Let that be a warning to you, because the next time you disrespect me like that, I'll take my rage out on your sister.
My brows pinched as I held my tongue, the fight going out of me in an instant.
Good girl.
He slapped a hand against my shattered cheek. Lionel's eyes lit with excitement at the sound of my pain. He was a total fucking sadist. This was what drove him. Power. Dominance.
Let her go!
Darcy tried to scramble closer, Lionel's magic halting her advance.
I'll only say this once, so the two of you had better be listening well. You will both do everything that's asked of you tonight without complaint, and as quickly as you can manage. You won't try to run or fight back in any way. We only need one of you for this magic trick to work, so if either of you breaks these terms, I won't hesitate to kill the other. Do you understand?
I looked at Darcy desperately as tears continued to run down her cheeks. I couldn't do anything that would risk her life, and I knew she felt the exact same way.
I understand.
Good. Darius, Lance, make sure they're prepared in their robes. And don't forget that Xavier's life depends on your full cooperation, too. I have an heir. I'm more than willing to trade the spare for the shadows if that's what it takes.
Lionel swept away from us, the barriers of his magic falling away so that our arms were released from the restraints and the shields disappeared. Darius caught my hand and tugged me to my feet, his eyes wild with panic as he reached out to cup my shattered cheek in his hand as his healing magic washed into my body.
Roxy, I don't know what to do. Are you all right?
Darius asked me, clasping my hand, the robe intended for me gripped in his fist. I reached out and took it from him, looking away as I shrugged it on.
What difference would that make to you?
I couldn't believe I'd actually let myself fall for his shit again. Every time I got an inch closer to him, it blew up in my face. Why had I let the moon pull me towards him when all I ever got for being close to him was pain?
Lance, what are they going to make us do?
Orion had nothing to say. We clearly weren't going to be getting any help from either of them now. It seemed like they were against whatever was happening here, but they were in no better position to stop it than we were.
They want you to claim the shadows. It's how my sister died.
It's time.
Lionel beckoned for us to join him by the crater. I'd heard his warning loud and clear. I wasn't going to keep him waiting while he held Darcy's life in the balance. I took my sister's hand and walked purposefully towards the Dragon Lord as he watched us with a predator's gaze.
Chiedo al buio di disturber, questo corpo dalla, pesa di mettere la sua magia nel mio sangue.
The robed people surrounding us were chanting and stamping their feet. Fear trickled down my spine as we reached the edge of the crater, and Lionel moved to stand between us over our joined hands. The stardust within the pit seemed to twist and writhe with some hellish magic I could almost taste. He was going to make us go in there with that foul creation, I could tell, and I didn't think we'd be coming back out again.
You said you only need one of us, so just use me. I'll do anything you want, everything. Just don't make my sister do it too.
No, I'll do it. Let her go and—
I said we can do it with one of you, but the magic will be more potent with two. The only reason I would have for selecting one of you to do the spell would be because the other is dead. Hold out your hands.
The chanting surrounding us was growing louder and louder. I raised my hand, palm up, and Darcy mirrored me. Lionel pulled a glittering silver dagger from the folds of his cloak and wielded it above our outstretched hands.
Chiedo ul buio di disturber questo corpo dalla. Pesa di mettere la sua magia nel mio sangue.
With a slash of his blade, he sliced Darcy's palm open, quickly followed by my own. He snatched our wrists and pressed our palms together.
Now, go forth and feed the shadows.
Lionel's hand landed on my spine. I fell forwards with a cry of surprise, gripping Darcy's fingers tightly. We hit the bottom of the crater on my knees, the glittering stardust surrounding us in a sea of black.
Tori!
The earth trembled beneath us.
Don't let go of me, okay?
We were always stronger together. If we were going to survive this, then it would be as one. She nodded, the fear in her eyes a reflection of my own, as she clung to me tightly. A hand landed on my shoulder, and I looked up to find Stella standing behind me, her eyes dancing with excitement. Lionel gripped me next, placing a hand on Darcy too. The stardust was shifting like a tide before us, almost as if something within it was hunting for its prey.
Make sure my sons take their places too. We must be ready to capture it this time.
Darius was suddenly at my side. He took hold of my free hand. I turned to look at him, and for a brief second, all I wanted was to throw myself into his arms and beg him to take me away from here. But I didn't find anything in his eyes but a wall of cold, hard acceptance. Pain spiked through my chest, my lips parted, and I suddenly felt like something had been stolen from me.
Darius.
He looked back at me, a well of pain in his eyes, but he didn't have anything to offer me.
Don't cry.
He wiped my tear away, like he thought it would comfort me, but I recoiled from his touch, pain flaring in me as he abandoned me to this fate, whatever it would be.
Get your fucking hands off of me!
I turned my head as Orion was dragged down into the crater too. Chains of fire magic were wrapped tightly around his chest, pinning his arms in place and immobilizing him. The robed men forced him to his feet, and Lionel tethered his hands to Darcy's.
Blue.
It's okay.
You're strong, Roxy. You can survive this. I know it.
Before I could respond, our combined blood spilled between our fingers and dropped into the stardust before us. A wave of ecstasy ran up my spine, and I gasped as my vision clouded and I lost sight of the world around me. Shadows clambered through the wound on my palm, creeping, sliding, weaving into my veins and forging a path through my flesh. They kept going, reaching higher and higher as they spilled across my soul, digging their way into my heart and filling every void within me. I could taste the shadows on the wind. I could feel them caressing every inch of my body, owning me, flooding me, completing me. All the darkest parts of me were brought to light. Every fear, every hate, every cruel and twisted thing I'd ever done, thrust into the light, like there was nothing else to me at all. But I wasn't alone. Darcy's presence was strong and constant beside me, the combined grip of our fingers unwavering as the shadows tried to pry us apart. A girl calling out for us to join her. A flicker of brown hair, ebony eyes, blood. I looked for her, but she wasn't there anymore. The girl was suddenly standing before us again.
Release yourself. Join shadow.
The flames were hotter now, scorching a path through my soul. Somewhere I was screaming as the agony of them consumed me. I thought we couldn't burn, but I was wrong. Chasms of fire carved through my flesh, scoring two great lines across my back, desperate for release.
I can breathe from this pain.
She was reaching for us in the dark, her eyes full of shadows and promises, but I couldn't reach for her. Darcy still held my hand, and I wouldn't let her go any more than she would release me. The flames were scalding, searing away my flesh and blazing through me in a never-ending torrent of agony. I needed a release. I had to go to the shadows, but to do so meant letting Darcy go, and I'd sooner burn forevermore than do that. Darcy was pulling me with her, or maybe I was pulling her, away from the shadows, falling into the fire. The pain in my back exploded out of me like a tsunami of pure relief. For a moment, I didn't realize what had even happened, but I wasn't dead. I was flying. I blinked away the flames and stared at Darcy in complete and utter shock as I took in the fire which engulfed her body. Wings of flaming red feathers burst from her back, beating in time as she held herself aloft. Her hair was a twisting mass of living flames, burning in darkest red and orange, which whipped around her as she beat her huge wings to stay hovering at my side. Flames licked over her skin, casting her flesh in flame and her eyes in darkness. She looked like an angel fallen to the flames, endlessly beautiful and eternally powerful.
Tori?
Our orders had emerged, finally, and we weren't dragons at all.
Phoenixes.
We'd been reborn from the flames, rising from the shadows like
phoenixes.
Before I could take in any more than that, a heaviness fell over me, and I felt the shadows coiling close again. A cry escaped me as I fell from the sky, clutching onto my sister as the flames tumbled away from us and our wings retreated. We were caught in a net of air magic before we could hit the ground, and a thick material wrapped around me as someone dragged me away from my sister. I fought against the heaviness in my limbs as shadows crawled beneath my flesh, aching for me to wield them.
Roxy, here.
I clung to the robe he'd wrapped around me as I tried to make my head stop spinning.
We did it. It worked!
All around us, the robed figures were experimenting with the power the shadows had granted them. And for a moment, I saw shadows coiling behind Darius's eyes, too.
Get off of me!
Darius followed me, staying close despite my warning, and I felt the flames which lived in my soul rising in challenge beneath my skin. But that wasn't all that was there. Deep within the confines of my heart, I could feel the shadows lurking, taking root and growing into something unknown.
You were both a part of this.
Lionel strode towards us, looking to Darius and Orion, his eyes lit with power and success.
You hold the fifth element now too, so there's no one you can tell, and no more chances for you to defy us. You are bound to us by the shadows, and they will never let you go.
What about them?
Yes, the Vegas. They've done what we needed them to do. They were just the vessels to channel the shadows to us. And they even saved us the trouble of having to cover up their deaths. Take them back to the Academy. We don't need them here anymore.
Orion and Darius exchanged a dark look, but neither of them responded, seeming too defeated to even have words. Lionel snapped his fingers at Darcy and me, and I raised my eyes to him slowly.
You will forget you were ever here. You will have no memory of this night other than knowing your orders emerged. You will forget the shadows, and you will forget that you ever saw me.
But before my memories could be altered by his coercion, Flames danced before my eyes like an impenetrable barrier. They burned against the power of his magic until his coercion slipped away on the breeze. I exchanged a look with Darcy, which told me the same thing had just happened to her, but kept my mouth shut. Lionel tossed a pouch of stardust into Darius's lap.
Take them back to the academy. Inform me if there's any sign of them remembering.
He strode away. Darius pulled a handful of stardust into his fist. He looked into my eyes.
I'm sorry.
And tossed it into the air. The world slid away as we fell into the grip of the stars.
Darius Aycrux, sorry? He doesn't know the meaning of the word.
After what he'd done, risking our lives by tangling us up in his family's psychotic ritual, I planned on making him learn the definition.
Sorry. Oh, not yet he wasn't.
Zodiac Academy, The Reckoning, Part 2, by Caroline Peckham and Suzanne Valenti, is a graphic audio production. Copyright 2019, Caroline Peckham and Suzanne Valenti. All rights reserved. Recorded by arrangement with Dark Ink Publishing. Production copyright 2025, Graphic Audio LLC, all rights reserved. Unauthorized download and or duplication is prohibited. Adapted and directed by James Konacek. Dialogue editing and graphic audio sound design by Ari Weaver. Produced by Colleen Delaney, Scott McCormick, David Zitney, Casey Green, and Aaron Coe. Executive producers Angie Cornett, Dwayne Beeman, and Matt Webb. Narrated by Kaya Freitz and Jessica Schley. With Kaya Freitz as Tori Vega, Jessica Schley as Darcy Vega, Gregory Linnington as Orion, Julian Daly as Darius, John Vertulo as Caleb, Ryan DeLusum as Seth, and Gabriel Michael as Max. With performances by Nora Sofian, Shravan Amin, Kelly Baskin, Matthew Bassett, Lise Bruneau, Michael John Casey, Colleen Delaney, Kaylee Illuvian, Karenna Foley, Amanda Forstrom, Bradley Foster Smith, Michael Glenn, Laura C. Harris, Tyler Herchuk, Ken Jackson, James Konacek, Drew Kopis, Lydia Craniotis, Crystal Lee, Daniel Yaka, Jerry J. Marshall, Scott McCormick, Eric Messner, Rob Morera, Stephanie Namet Parker, Karen Novak, Richard Rowan, Joey Sorlis, Kit Swan, Yasmin Twazon, Dawn Ursula, and Christopher Walker. If you've enjoyed Zodiac Academy The Reckoning, you might also enjoy Mercy Thompson, Moon Called, by number one New York Times best-selling author Patricia Briggs. This title and many more are now available for download at www.graphicaudio.net. Keep listening to hear a sample clip from one of Graphic Audio's best-selling titles, Kate Daniels. Here's book one, Magic Bites.
If you murdered Greg Feldman, I'll try my best to kill you. It took me a moment to realize Corwin was laughing.
I understand.
His irises shone with green. Let's begin then. Have you taken any part, directly or indirectly, in the murder of Greg Feldman?
No.
I hit all of the major points. He knew what was in the papers and nothing more. He had never met Greg or the vamp in question. He had no idea why anyone would try to kill them. He did not know who Gastek was. Would you be willing to donate some tissue for an M-scan?
Tissue?
Blood, spit, urine, hair, something I can scan. He leaned forward.
I could donate something to you. Something other than blood and spit.
I leaned to him until our gazes crossed. Thanks, but I'm not available.
Mated?
No. Busy.
You won't stay busy forever.
On impulse, I reached and scratched him under the chin. He closed his eyes and purred. There are werecats.
Yes.
He turned to offer my fingers better access to his chin. And then there are cat wares. His eyes opened just a tiny bit, and green shone through the slits. Born an animal.
Now I am man.
He turned again so my fingers would scratch a farther point on his jaw.
A man lynx. I like to read, and human females are often in heat.
Do you still hunt among the trees when the moon is out, lynx?
Come to the wood at night, and you'll find out.
Thanks for listening to this Graphic Audio production. Graphic Audio has over 1,700 titles to choose from. Listen to over 225 binge-worthy series. We feature titles in genres like science fiction, fantasy, romanticy, westerns, mystery thrillers, comics, and more. Check out our exclusive series such as Deathlands, Rogue Angel, Outlanders, Tangent Knights, and Agent of Exiles, which are only available in our dramatized adaptation format. Experience a radically different type of audiobook produced with a full cast, sound effects, and cinematic music. Listen to a movie in your mind, on the go, anytime, anywhere. Our dramatized adaptation titles are available at all major audiobook retailers and platforms. Sign up for our email newsletter for the latest updates and new releases. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and other social platforms. For more information and samples of all our titles, visit our website at graphicaudio.net.